Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining me now on the Wester Hotline, really excited to talk to this guy. And if you don't know him, he's a very big hockey analytics guy on Twitter, at ShutdownLine on Twitter. In fact, Corey Snyder joining us here on WGR. Corey, thanks again for taking the time to join us here, and happy Canada Day to you. And hope you're doing well and safe during these times.
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on. It's going okay. It's a little weird because today is supposed to be a pretty busy day for us hockey people.
Yeah.
But we're all just kind of waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. Today would have been the opening day of free agency, and lots of exciting and weird things that will happen on free agency day, whether it's really unique signings or big trades that happen, or sometimes nothing happens really at all. But yeah, unfortunately, everything's kind of been thrown into a frenzy here due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But thanks again for joining me, Corey. But I'll start off here with a pretty simple question for you. Just watching the Sabres and looking back on tape of all these games that you've been able to watch, just generalize what you saw from the Sabres, especially this season in year one under Ralph Kruger's head coach.
Well, for me, what I saw is there's a lot of players who were good, like in other places, and just when they put everybody on that team, it just didn't seem to work. The only one who they brought in from the outside that seemed to play really well was Henry Yokoharu, and a lot of the other guys, they had like their own individual skill sets, but it seemed like they were just kind of, they couldn't do what they do best. Like Brandon Montour is a very good skating defenseman in Anaheim, and in Buffalo, it's like, he can only skate up to the red line and dump the puck in, and that's really it. And the other guys, like Connor Sherry, did okay. Marcus Johansson did okay, but they didn't really exactly change much for them as far as the final results go.
And, yeah, because, I mean, obviously the offense this year, certainly, I mean, you got your top piece in Jack Eichel. Jeff Skinner is there under the new contract. Unfortunately, he kind of disappointed in production this year and had a pretty significant scoreless streak. And then other than that, you've got your Sam Reinhardts and you got some other nice pieces. Victor Olofsson became a really nice piece to play along with Eichel and Reinhardt. But is second line center, in your opinion, the most pressing need for this team going forward, is to get that guy behind Jack Eichel? Or do you see some other area that they need to cover their bases on in order to kind of make that turn towards becoming a better team going forward?
Yeah, I have it as like 1A, 1B for them as with the second line center hole, because like off the top of my head, I can't remember who was their second line center for most of their games last year, because it seems like they rotated every five games or so after trading O'Reilly and Mittelstadt not working out there. But cleaning up the just mess they have on defense is the other one. Like last year, what frustrated me the most is that they brought in a lot of good, like, they brought in good players, but they ended up with like nine defensemen on their roster and like six right-hand shots. And once everybody got healthy, they couldn't figure out who to play. And that just seemed to screw everything up. So just sorting out the mess there, whether it's trading Ristolainen, trading Montour, trading like Colin Miller or somebody, they just need to get a good balance there.
Yeah, I'll get to some of the guys on defense here real quick, but obviously looking at the offensive group, they've only got four guys under contract heading into next season, with Marcus Johansson only having 1 year left on his deal before becoming an unrestricted free agent. Is anybody in that group of unrestricted free agents of any interest that the Sabres should bring back, whether it be Johan Larsson, Zemgus Girgensons, Jimmy Vesey, or Wayne Simmonds?
Yeah, I really liked, like when I watched Buffalo games, I really liked what Girgensons and Johan Larsson do. Like, they play a lot of, like, the team as in general plays a lot of dump and chase, and those two are really good on the forecheck. They're really good at getting the puck back, setting up cycles in the offensive zone. But I feel like you might be able to get somebody that can do the same thing for less, whether it's like calling up Rasmus Asplund or finding a cheaper free agent. But I think, I don't see the harm in bringing like either of those two back, because I really like the line they had with Kyle Okposo, even if it was just like a fourth line.
Yeah, for sure. They definitely were able to produce really well all throughout the year when they were healthy and playing with each other. They certainly brought that nice little that little extra boost from the fourth line, third line, however they wanted to put it, because Ralph Kruger never really liked to number his lines. He just liked to kind of put them all together. But the one contract maybe that's really of interest going into this offseason for the Sabres is Sam Reinhart. He's a restricted free agent. He was being paid $3.65 million per year under his previous contract that was for 2 years. And looking ahead towards his next contract, Corey, are you looking particularly, what do you think his value is? Is he right there with his comparables in the NHL to getting paid, and how long do you think the Sabres should be looking to get Sam Reinhart locked up for?
I'm not sure of the numbers off the top of my head, but he's got three 20 goal seasons in a row, and he's been a very good top six player for them for a long time. So I think they can get away with paying him with something in like the $5-6 million range. I'm not really sure on length though. But that's typically what guys like him are making, and what guys like him are making after their bridge contracts. Now, like, I remember Elias Lindholm, he got a good six year contract from the Flames, I think, a little under $5 million. So I think if they can get Reinhart for something like that, then I think they're pretty happy.
Corey Snyder on Twitter at ShutdownLine, joining us here on the Wester Hotline on WGR. One more question about the forwards here. Obviously, the Sabres have some other good restricted free agent names that are going to be there to re-sign, and Dominic Cahoon, obviously Victor Olofsson, and also Curtis Lazar. The guy that I wanted to ask you about is Lazar, just because at one point we all thought, like, former first-round pick of the Senators, kind of flopped after a year or two, went to Calgary, never really found his groove there, comes to Buffalo on a chance there, and finally, you know, in like December, finally makes the team and actually was able to contribute very well. Just talk, if you could talk about and expand a little bit on just the impact that he brought to the Sabres, and maybe what his worth is going to be going forward, because I'm sure that he's not going to be, you know, north of $1 million per year, but certainly the effect that he had on the ice was certainly helpful for the team when he was on the ice and making an impact.
Yeah, as far as like finding like a third, fourth line forward, I think you could do a lot worse than him, and he's not going to make that much money. So like a lot of the problems with Buffalo is that their depth in recent years was just a mess. Like, their line combinations always kind of look like just random numbers picked out of a hat. But Lazar's lines usually did okay as far as driving play went. Like, they spent more time in the offensive zone. Like, Lazar himself, his stats aren't that impressive, but his lines are usually pretty good. He's decent at carrying the puck into the zone, which is something the Sabres need badly. So I think bringing him back on a cheap 2-year deal, probably not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I always wonder with guys like him, like, is there a guy in your system that's better than him that you can get for a cheaper contract? But with him, it's probably not that big of a deal.
On to the defensive group. Now, obviously, the two big names that the Sabres have to kind of make a decision on is Rasmus Ristolainen and Brandon Montour. And obviously, both of those guys are the talk of hockey analytics. Obviously, Rasmus Ristolainen for several years just because he's been such a liability on the ice for the Sabres. And since Brandon Montour got here, the numbers haven't really fluctuated all that much from when he was playing in Anaheim, when maybe thought that maybe coming to Buffalo would have been a beneficial thing for him. But what do you think the future of these guys are here in Buffalo? Would if you were the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres, would you look to be keeping these guys, especially like Montour, because he's a restricted free agent, needs a new contract, or would you be looking to try and move on to see if you can get some better assets for your team going forward?
With Montour, I would probably trade as quickly as I could, because he's 26 years old and they have kind of a better version of him in Colin Miller on the roster, and a younger, higher upside version of him in Henry Yokoharu. So, like, for me, I don't see why he would be on the team next year unless they just can't find a trade partner. With Ristolainen, it's a little more complicated, because I thought they had a really good chance to trade him a couple of years ago when he had a lot of value from power play time. But now with 2 years left, $5.4 million, and everybody kind of sees through the veneer now that his 5-on-5 play is not very good. So I feel like it's going to be tougher to trade him, but I think he still probably has some value, like with hockey people, because like he's still big. He can still skate well. They probably might see that and think, okay, maybe we can make something out of this guy. So I feel like trading both of them would be ideal, but I think Montour might be the easiest to trade, and he might get you a decent return, because I really think they just need to move on from him.
Is there anything analytics-wise with Ristolainen that would maybe be able to sway some of these teams to think, like, okay, he'd be an okay ad? Just because, I mean, we've kind of heard where it's just like some of the analytics people from teams are just like, no, we shouldn't be trading for Ristolainen, that's a bad idea. But yet some people who maybe go more based on the eye tests and everything like that may like him for the way his physical play and his offensive capabilities from the blue line, and they might like that. But is there anything analytics wise that maybe you could point to say, like, okay, he actually would have some worth being traded to a team or for some GMs being able to acquire that type of player?
Like, as far as stats go, there's not really anything that paints him in a positive picture. But, like, the best thing you can say about Ristolainen is that he's just been in way over his head with Buffalo, because ever since he was brought there, it seems like he's playing 20, 25 minutes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right. So maybe a team is thinking that if we put him in more of a sheltered role, playing second, third pair of minutes, maybe we can get some better results out of him. But it's also he's also making like over $5 million, so that's a tough sell.
Corey Schneider from on Twitter at ShutdownLine joins us here on the Wester Hotline on WGR. Also want to ask you, just I don't know if you have any thoughts about the Lawrence Pilot impact with him leaving for the KHL, and just the, you know, he was a guy that personally, I watched him develop when he came over from Sweden to come over to North America. I watched him develop in Rochester quite a bit, and his development in Rochester really was going along quite well with his puck moving abilities and the way that he can play with the puck and some decisions that he was making with the puck offensively and in transition as well. In the NHL game, it seemed like he definitely had to work on some things, but he's going to be going over to the KHL, and it certainly was a bit of a debate because they seemed like they were in constant contact and hopeful that they could get a new deal signed at some point, but he flies off to the KHL and the Sabres could certainly retain his rights. But was there anything with that you have a thought on with just him leaving the Sabres and going for greener pastures, I guess, if you want to say it, in the KHL rather than sticking around in Buffalo?
Yeah, it just goes back to them not getting rid of one or two defensemen last year, or last summer, I should say, because there was just no playing time for him available when the season started, because they brought in Miller and Yokoharu, but Bogosian, Ristolainen, Montour, all those other guys are still there, and you can't play nine defensemen every night. So it was going to be tough for Pilot to get in the line just because, like, not really on merit, just because he was so low on the depth chart to begin with. I thought he might have an insight on it just because he's a lefty, but for whatever reason, the Sabres just didn't really see eye to eye with him as far as getting in the lineup. So he was just kind of the odd man out, and it was a little unfortunate because I thought he was a pretty good defenseman, solid NHL defenseman at the very least, even if he wasn't a star. Like, in the stats I tracked, like, the best thing going for him was that he just didn't turn the puck over, and that was something the Sabres defense had a problem with last year.
The one positive that the Sabres do have on their blue line is Rasmus Dahlin, and obviously his season this year and his second season didn't get off exactly to a great start, and he got injured. But right after his injury, the concussion that he suffered against Tampa, it seemed like he got back to form. He got his game back. But I just want your thoughts overall on what you saw from Dahlin from year one as a rookie, an 18-year-old, to year two as a 19-year-old, and maybe what we're going to see from him going forward and what your expectations are of him.
Yeah, I loved what I saw from Dahlin in his rookie season. Like, he was just flying up the ice with no regard for positioning or anything like that. And I was hoping he would be like that type of defenseman who kind of breaks the mold of what a defenseman is supposed to do. And the second year, I felt like he was playing more of a traditional style. He wasn't challenging at the line a lot. He wasn't exactly skating up in the play. He was kind of standing back, just making stretch passes. So I felt like he was restricted or held back a little. Like, his final results were okay as far as exiting the zone goes, which is one of the stats that I track. But it wasn't like a game-breaking defenseman like I thought he could be last year. Like, last year, I thought, okay, this guy looks like Cale Makar did now. But this year, I think it was a little tougher for him. He got hurt. The league might have figured him out a little more. It's hard for a defenseman to succeed in this league, no matter how talented they are. So maybe that's just what that was, and year three will go better.
Right. Last thing I'll ask you here about the Sabres goaltending-wise, because obviously I think that Linus Ullmark won over the starting role as the year went on, and obviously Carter Hutton had the vision issues that was revealed once the season was over, and the numbers kind of showed that his struggles were there. He's 34 years old. Linus Ullmark, had the solid production, but there were times that, you know, obviously he didn't look like he could be kind of capable of carrying the workload and maybe being a full-time number one. But what do you think needs to happen with the goaltending situation in Buffalo? And do you think that maybe they need to look for a better option behind Linus Ullmark and move on from Carter Hutton? Or what are your thoughts with the goaltending situation in Buffalo?
Well, if Hutton's problems were just the vision issue, I think their current system is okay, like as far as a 1A, 1B tandem goes. And it's pretty tough to predict goaltending. Like, in Carolina, they had Curtis McElhaney and Peter Mrazek carry them to a playoff spot a couple of years ago. So I think Ullmark and Hutton can do something like that, just provide average goaltending going forward. And I think Ullmark's up for a new contract this year, but probably not that expensive.
Right.
So I don't think there's a harm in bringing those two back next year, just because the Sabres have so many other issues to sort out. Like, just filling out their forward core and fixing their defense, that Hutton and Hallmark seem like the one somewhat stable thing, even if Hutton's coming off a really bad season.
Yeah. Last thing I want to ask you here before you go, just want to get your thoughts on the return to play format that's still expected to happen. Obviously, they're looking like they're going to be playing in Canada for the return to play format in Edmonton and Toronto. Just want to get your national thought perspective on maybe who has the best shot at winning the Stanley Cup this year, and what your thoughts are about what this format's going to look like and how it's going to play out.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical on if they're going to finish this or not, just because I don't really know what their plan is if so many players test positive once camp starts and all that. But as far as like a favorite goes, I really, really like what I saw from Vegas this year, especially after the trade deadline. So I definitely like their shot out west, because they have a pretty easy division to play through. But I think Colorado is good too. And Tampa Bay, obviously, if they can get over their playoff woes, a little easy to say them. But it's just hard when you watch them, when you watch just how well they played from February onward, it's just really hard to kind of count them out, even if we remember what happened last year.
All right, very good. Well, Corey, thanks again for taking the time this morning to join me here talking some Sabres and everything like that. Hope you stay well and healthy throughout these times, and hopefully soon enough we can get back to talking about real hockey and getting to back to some sort of normalcy. So stay safe, stay well. Hopefully we'll get the chance to talk again soon.
Thanks, you too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.